my sister, we were asking the question of, with all the energies that we've been around and been with, if love ever, what, really goes away? Is that what you said?
Yeah, sure. Or like, when things end and you still feel bonded to somebody, or you can feel them telepathically, or, you know, just like what that looks like. Because I think a lot of my clients, they have a lot of questions about love. Number one question. And I feel like even when people have been separated for months or years, there's still this physical or like even a biological connection where people still have love for these people, or they want to know how they're doing, or they always feel connected, or it's just like the love is still there. So it's just really interesting to understand where the love goes, or do you ever get over, you know, situations when a partner is cheated and, you know, they leave you for someone else and you're just left there, and what that looks like and how that feels.
Yeah.
And where that goes.
Yeah. So what happens with that energy once we're done with it? And, you know, it's interesting because I know that a lot of the time relationships end on an energetic disconnect. Like there's a typically dissonance. So there's, it's not happy most of the time when people end. And so trying to figure out, like, what do I do with all these things I was feeling with this person, how it ended, why it ended, that it ended. And then I still have this connection with this person. Like, what do I do with all these feelings? And I think that's why a lot of people end up back or end up confused or don't understand.
Yeah.
They don't understand, like, what to do with all that energy from what that experience was, because they're very caught up in it.
Yeah, and I feel like it really does take such a hold of people where there's, like, codependency. You just get caught up in a cycle with a certain person or people where it's a dependent energy, but it's, like, it's also meaningful. You know, there's a lot of good things, too. And I think that, you know, just when that ends, you know, I think we go over and over in our minds, like, you know, the good and the bad, but I just feel like there's always still that connection or that, like, universal bond, you know?
I do too, and, you know, having, let's just say, I know with, let's just say with my ex-fiance, I was very energetically connected to. And I would actually always tease him, and we used to watch a show on the television called Cloak and Dagger, and it was where people could travel through time, and there was a boy and a girl, and I told him he was the boy and I was the girl, and we would be able to meet and travel in time together and see this thing. And so I would always tell him, because I was developing my intuitive skills, and I'm like, no, babe, I'm serious. Like, we're going to be able to meet in our dreams. We're going to do all these things. And so we had planned on doing this stuff, and I would mess with him. And I know you've done energetic work with your exes in the past, too. But now here I am, and it makes me laugh, because all the time, you know, how is it that you go to bed sometimes and you don't think about, okay, you go to your dreams, and you're like, oh, am I going to see so-and-so? Or we used to play these games in our dreams. I'm serious. We used to play these games in our dreams. And like what that used to look like. And I don't know, like, how we would meet energetically, and like you said, you know, you still think about each other, or like where that tie is left. And so I still have all those goofy thoughts, and I laugh. I would say that energetically I felt like I was gonna end up somewhere where he was, because I felt like we were so connected. Not that I was trying to be, but I felt like that. And we would talk about doing magic tricks before. And I know you did a lot of energy work too, right? Like energetic work even with your ex.
We used to do like telepathy. We used to practice a lot of, we used to talk about numbers a lot. And this again brings up the connection of like twin flame energy and how, you know, this kind of soul aspect comes into play. I feel like a lot of clients come to me about twin flame. It's become more of a recent, I want to say, kind of fad. I think it's come up and it's present, but we're also going through like waves of energy with twin flames because of the times and kind of this, this very, kind of this judgment day of energy, and where love is the highest frequency and most valuable frequency at this time, I feel like. So we do have these counterparts that are finding each other, and mm-hmm. they're working through karmic energy so they can clear and create space and come together in like full union of love. So there's also this kind of romanticism about, this idea of what love can be. But I think there's also a reality, and a lot of my clients are having these, you can feel your partner even though you're across, the country, or there's distance, there's space.
Yep.
So in the twin flame aspect, it talks about that there's never separation. And I feel like that energy, that energetic tie, that soul connection, and also intimacy plays a major role. And the connectedness of, two bodies, I think is so powerful. And when you do meet a soul person, it's so rare these days. And I feel like that resonancy, just with all of, these kind of spiritual details, is what keeps us connected in the, like, macrocosms of love and of that frequency and what that means. But the twin flame connection is definitely powerful. It's definitely, like, another level. It's a journey. I've heard success stories. I've had my own experiences. And there's also sometimes people have false twin flames. And that's, also a reality. And sometimes we think our twins are true twins, and they're not. And it's heartbreaking. It's devastating. Yeah. And, but you still feel them. You still know when they're thinking about you.
Yeah, you're still energetically connected.
You still dream about them.
Yeah.
There's still this connectedness, and maybe it's just that we'll meet again. The timing's not right, And this goes for everybody, it's just like that Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt meeting. Maybe they'll get back together, and all that stuff happened, and just to think that you just end up, with people you're still connected to.
Well, it depends on the connection, but yeah, it's really interesting to wave through these connections and to be patient through them and to try to learn through them and to try to understand them. I've had my own challenges too, like you said, or my own experiences with twin flame. Now, let me ask you this first. So twin flame and soulmate energy. I don't even know if you want to answer that, if you feel like there's a difference, but I feel like there's a difference from what I've studied. Like, at least Matt Kahn work, he talks about the difference between twin flame and soulmate energy. So, like, being patient for these relationships to show themselves, to work themselves out, to work through the karmic ties and bonds that everybody's got going on and the messes that we've currently are in. Do you have an opinion in terms of what that looks like?
I think that soulmates are more in regards to, like, people you have your children with, or family, or people that maybe you grew up with, and there's that kind of karmic tie. It's people that you bonded with and rooted with, and it's honestly even more of, like, a third dimensional aspect of love, a higher love. But with twin flames, this is something that's unexpected. It's something that pulls the carpet from underneath you. There's lessons. There's separation and coming back together. There's confusion. There's people working through their darkest, most inner shadow work.
Yeah.
And the twin flames really ignite that energy to help kind of, push through a different frequency and what that means.
I feel like I'm working with soulmate energy currently, but I was working with twin flame energy before. And I think people get really confused. Like, they think they're just supposed to have one soulmate or one twin flame or, like, or I don't know. I don't know what your opinion is on that too, but like, I felt like I was working through twin flame energy because of exactly what you just said, the lessons and that they're supposed to have a lot of mirror relationship or mirror lessons that you go through. Yeah. You go through and they go through and they're very dramatic. They're always so freaking dramatic. Oh my God. Twin flames are killing me with the drama.
It's over the top.
It's never soft or easy or whatever. And so it's always just like harsh and oh my God, so dramatic. It's just, it's constant. But I feel like the energy that I'm dealing with right now, even though my lessons are different, is soulmate energy. And I feel like I feel like it has old family ties, like I'm being told that it's from previous lifetime stuff, family.
Right.
But, and actually I get told that in so many readings. But I can feel that the energy is very different. It, like, be it chaotic or lessons or meeting people where they're at.
Yeah, there's more of a comfort. There's more of like this.
Right there. Hold on. Right there. Comfort.
It's really more stable.
Yeah. I think that's it right there. There's more of a comfort and there's something different in that. Huge. Right there.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the twin flame aspect too, it's like, you know, it breaks your heart, but it also like kind of breaks through like what we thought love was, because twin flames is also a very cosmic union. And I think that's also a major factor that separates it from soulmate, is this a cosmic union of the divine masculine and the divine feminine in their most vulnerable form. After they've done the shadow work, after they've cleared, it's like these two people meet and they move into space and time. It's definitely a different experience for sure, like you were saying, because I've had my karmic soulmates.
Now, do you believe it's just, do you think it's just one? Yeah, actually, because wait, aren't you and I soulmates also? As sisters?
So, I was shown that I have two twin flames, which I never really thought about, but you are one of my twin flames, and people don't know this, but I was adopted, and Dre Love is my sister who was with my family, and we came together by chance, I would say, right? Like, you know, like, we just happened to meet, and I was shown that Andre, you're my twin flame, one of my twin flames. So I didn't really think that people had two, but I do.
Right, that's what I was just going to say, that it's non-romantic, because you and I, like, we have such crazy karmic ties together when it really comes to it, because, first of all, because of our age difference, and then how you came to the family just with the adoption and everything, and how I was literally, like, your sister slash mom all the time, and how karmically we came in together. You were only 5 years older than my actual son. And so you became like, I mean, you were like my sister daughter slash, like, you, I would give you all the readings, all the books, all the information about spirit, about
healing. And then we're happening to go through our ascension at the same time.
Together, which is insane. Absolutely insane. Yeah. When, you know, you're five.
And we have a lot of information together, which is interesting.
Yeah.
So these are kind of the encodings. I think that the twin flame aspect also re-encodes us. Mm-hmm. I think it gives us vitality. I think it pushes us forward. It breaks us through. And for that to happen, our hearts have to break. We have to go through these waves of just like these lows so we're stronger going up. You know, it's like we're stepping up the stairs. But with that said, I will say that the men, the divine masculine, we had this conversation in the last podcast. They are steps behind. The divine feminine is kind of creating the pathway to ascension. So that's why we're having to walk away. We're having to, you know, make these hard decisions that maybe they couldn't otherwise. And we're forcing them to kind of step up to our level rather than us going down, because we're ascending. right? We're not descending, we're ascending.
We don't have a
choice. So these are challenging aspects for the divine feminine. However, at the end of the day, from a species level, the men need the womb in order to procreate, so they will follow. Ooh, they will follow suit.
They will, sister. Speak it. They will.
So, and they have to, as a species. So, you know, when all the men in the world are, you know, left single, they will follow the women.
Well, that's just how
just it, by instinct.
That's just how it goes. It's funny because even at the house that I don't live at anymore, they even tell me, oh, or they told some people that were guests at the house, oh, even though Andrea doesn't live here, she still rules the house. Like, she still runs the house.
Right.
And it was funny to hear them say that. I'm like, that's some shit, because I kind of felt like that, but every one of them in the house was like, yeah, Dre still runs the house. Yep, she still runs the show.
That's hilarious.
She's the woman of the house.
That's so good.
But I don't mean to say at least they know, but fuck, at least they know. Like, it's the truth.
I
go there every week. I help lead them. I help guide them. I help, you know, just hear them, give them space, and they're like...
Your mama.
Yeah, I can't help that. I can't help that. But I just go care for them, and they're like, okay, well, we know that she nurtures us, so yeah, she runs a house.
Right. And that's kind of that connection, you know, people who we've loved and have taken care of us and have been there for us. So, it's really interesting just to the complexities of love and different kinds of love, too. Just like... all the men that I've loved, they're all just so different. Like, I've never loved the same twice.
Well, we need different energies in our life, and it's time to do different things.
It's really interesting.
It is. But it is, I think it's a lot of fun to talk about. Like we started the conversation with, where does the energy go? Where do the connections go? Are we still connected? What is it that we're doing with these connections? Are we distracted with the connections? Do we understand the connections? Are we managing the connections? Like, all this stuff is important because these connections, if you're not managing them and if you're not aware of them, then they definitely, I can guarantee you, they're distracting you. I can guarantee you they're distracting you, because even though you can't see them tangibly, I can guarantee you that they're causing you an energetic discomfort for sure. So being aware of this is half the battle.
Well, it does also suck when, like, you're just going about your day and you're feeling good and getting over it, and then, like, a song comes on and you're like, fuck.
Right?
or a smell and you're like, damn it. And then, like, you go by a place and you're like, God. So it's still there even when you don't want it to be, which is, you know...
Let's start back again. I think that we asked the question in the beginning, does love go anywhere? Or what do we do with that?
No. I think it stays.
Love? Do you still is it active? Like, what do? You have a breathing space? Like,
you know,
what's up with that?
I think there's maybe, I do have love that's gone away though. And then I don't. So, interestingly enough, yes. Interesting.
Yeah. I think love is still active. Even though you may not necessarily try to give it active breath or life.
Uh-huh.
Certain things I think are still active. And even
definitely.
Even like with my divorce, like, and he left me like an asshole. But here's the thing is that we were friends for so many years before we got married. We were best friends for 10 years. And then we were married for almost 20 years. So, like, when you have that much connection with somebody, it's like, you know, to not... It sucked how everything was, and thank God that I got, you know, released from that. I mean, again, it was a full contract. It was what it was. But to not have any feeling or any love or whatever. Like, I talked to him the other day when we were dealing with paperwork stuff, and it felt so nice, genuinely nice... to laugh on the phone and to crack up about just we were talking about something, but just to be genuine and like laugh with this person that I spent so many years
right.
with
yeah.
and to have that healing. And I haven't had that with him because we had issues. And I actually, we've talked on the phone 3 times in the last month, which is more than I've talked to him in the last year, and mm-hmm. have had more healing conversations. So for me to be able to, and I even told him, you know, I didn't have any bad feelings towards anybody. But for me to even be able to have the opportunity to give that, yeah, to give that a place to exist and to heal that. And mm-hmm. I did, and I felt like I did that with LaRae's dad. Like
right.
when Nate and I separated, like LaRae's dad and I got really close again because we were mm-hmm. we were together for 7 years when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. and he and I are like pretty much best of friends now.
Well, and you have Ray.
Well, we have a son
Hello.
Together, yeah. And,
you have a son.
Yeah. And so understanding the energetic stuff and being able to heal those things has been mm-hmm. really big for me. And actually, the healing part has been big for me in my process because
yeah.
I'm in that.
And to think how long it took for that to come through,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because
isn't that crazy?
Because Nate left in 2013. It is 2020 now, and my divorce is just going to be final this year. And I haven't even seen
yeah.
him since the year after we left each other. So the fact
That's
that cycle,
crazy.
And this was not my doing. This was just cycles being cycles and situations doing
mm-hmm.
what they do. And you
yeah.
know that the universe made us stay connected, and so I had to deal with the energy. I had to listen to what it was saying to me, but I, you know.
Well, you have contracts with him,
mm-hmm.
so that's like a whole different frequency too.
Yeah.
But it's so interesting to see how it comes back around years later, maybe unexpectedly or on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still have unfinished stuff with, you know,
yeah.
one of my exes.
Yeah.
But so it's just really interesting to hope that there's some type of healing and peace and closure there at some time, even if it's not now or
there,
it didn't happen.
Actually, there it will be. I mean, I can tell you that just from experience. It takes time.
Even if it's just you letting it go and you having your own healing in time.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, like, a lot of my clients, and, you know, they come in and they're holding on to people who don't want to be with them. Or they're, you know, they're losing themselves. And so it's hard to, like, tell ourselves, like, oh, I have to walk away. Like, I can't just sit here and chase. And there's, you know, so there's situations like that, too, that really...
The people are fighting what they should be listening to. They're fighting the facts. And they're not letting this...
Well, that's where they come in for, like, spiritual help, you know? Because it's so... It's heavy. It's really heavy, especially when you're in the midst of it all, or a breakup, or, you
yeah.
know, month 3 comes by, and you're like, holy shit, I haven't heard, I haven't seen. So it's just really interesting, the phases. And sometimes you don't ever see the person again, you know? And that's okay, too. Having peace with that.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
Trying to make peace with wherever we're at, with what we got going on, with the loves of our life, both outgoing and incoming, trying to cut cords, trying to understand karmic ties, trying to understand contracts, trying to learn our lessons, and be in the midst of it all. It's not very easy.
You know, too, which is helpful, is you can overlap your natal charts with your partners, and you can see positive aspects and maybe not so positive aspects.
Yes.
I think is helpful. I've definitely done it with my partners, and
you've done it with my partners.
Yeah, that's right. So that's has information too. It's just like, I mean, I know that I've never really, you know, had done well with, I've always been with earth signs.
Hmm.
All my exes are earth signs.
Hmm.
And you too.
Hold on, wait, is,
Taurus?
Taurus, and now, Taurus, okay, hold on. Wait,
what
no,
was
Leo,
LaRae?
Leo's fire. Big LaRae is
yeah.
Scorp.
Oh, really? Scorpio and Libra. Interesting.
Hold on, wait. Is Scorpio an air sign too?
Scorpio's water.
Oh, wait, because that's right, because he's Pisces also. So,
and Ray's a Pisces.
And so him and his dad, yeah, so Ray and his dad both have the same sign, yes.
Yeah, well, not they have sign, water but, element.
But water element.
It's an element, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've always just kind of dated, I'm trying to think what Cancer, so I had a Cancer and a Taurus and a Capricorn.
Mm.
Earth. And my whole chart is Capricorn. That's why all the planets are in my chart right now.
I'm telling you, learning
Saturn energy.
Learning to understand this is really no joke. To understand the energies of what's happening and how to work with them is really it's really insane.
It's a science. Like I can't believe that astrology and applying it to our day to day is not a thing. Like a real on the news. Or, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, there's so much information there.
Yeah, there really
is. We could have foreseen the war coming in. In fact, it's already in the chart. The war is all in the chart. Everything that happened, it's in the chart. It says so, with Saturn and Pluto. That's what that is.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll get to that in next week's podcast when we get back to the planetary alignments, right?
Right. Okay. But I think overlapping natal charts for partners can be informative.
Uh-huh. Very informative. I completely agree with you. Well, my sister, I thank you for the conversation. Mm-hmm. As always, it is insightful and enlightening. And we look forward, I don't know about you, but I look forward to bringing people more information on awaken our...
We
will be back. But waking ourselves up from the 3D self, from our spiritual self, and integrating all of this work. So, thank you. Thanks for listening to me on this Perspectives podcast with your girl, Drea Love. I love that you're hanging out with me. If this brought you any healing or helped you in any way at all, I would just ask that you please share. Just send this to one person that you know this would help get through something. And of course, rate, review, and subscribe.